Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Corinthians 5, the verses 9 to 13a. I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people, not at all meaning the people of this world who are immoral or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters. In that case, you would have to leave this world. But now I am writing to you that you must not associate with anyone who claims to be a brother or sister, but is sexually immoral or greedy, an idolater or slanderer, a drunkard or swindler. Do not even eat with such people. What business is it of mine to judge those outside the church? Are you not to judge those inside? God will judge those outside. Expel the wicked person from among you. Think with me on the theme, living as a light in a dark world. In 1 Corinthians 5, 9 to 13a, the Apostle Paul addresses the Corinthians, urging them to live distinctively in a world filled with moral challenges. He encourages them not to associate with those who persist in unrepentant sin, for it can corrupt their own moral character and the integrity of the church. Paul reminds us of our responsibility to be a light in the darkness, to hold ourselves to a higher standard, and at the same time extend grace and truth to those who have lost their way. My dear friends, in our contemporary times, this message resonates strongly. Our world is marked by moral relativism, where right and wrong can become subjective and unclear. It is easy to compromise our values, to conform to the norms of society, and to tolerate ungodly behavior. However, just as Paul advised the Corinthians, we are called to live as beacons of light. This doesn't mean we isolate ourselves from the world, but rather we engage with it, upholding our values and the principles of love, justice, and righteousness. There are two questions for reflection. One, how can we balance the call to be peacemakers with the responsibility to stand against unrepentant sin, as mentioned in 1 Corinthians 5, 9 to 13a? Number two, in what ways can we maintain our moral integrity in a world that often opposes our values and our convictions? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with gratitude for the guidance and wisdom found in your word. We thank you for the reminder to be peacemakers and to uphold your truth even in a world filled with moral challenges. Grant us the strength and discernment to navigate these complexities with grace and conviction. Help us to be a light in the darkness, reflecting your love, your justice and righteousness to those around us. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.